Josh Dunkley. What is the latest? The Bulldogs say he's going nowhere.
They are, Kane. He's got 2 years to run at Witten Oval, but the Essendon Footy Club is coming super hard for him. Cal Toomey reporting on afl.com.au. The Bombers are also asking the question of his brother Kyle, who they're super close. Kyle and Josh, they live together. Kyle, of course, with Melbourne in 2020 before he was delisted. And the Bombers see him as a player who could help get the Josh Dunkley deal done, but also add to their midfield mix. This is one we're going to be talking about for weeks and weeks to come, Kane. For the next 3 weeks, I expect Josh Dunkley to dominate a lot of the discussion here on Trade Radio. How hard can Essendon come? Because they've got the salary cap room. They're moving Joe Danaher out. Adam Saad moves out, as well as Orazio Fantasia to Port Adelaide. So it's going to open up a lot of cap space. I think they're well and truly able now to pay Josh Dunkley $700,000, $800,000 to be their big inside bull. Do you think he's worth that? And how do you see him adding to that that midfield mix? Because they've been crying out for a player like Josh Dunkley for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's what it would take. And if you are Josh Dunkley, who's not going to be getting that sort of money, when you look through the Western Bulldogs hierarchy, you know, where does he sit in and amongst that? But to another club, he's worth a lot more. So, yeah, I think about that $700,000 mark is about right for him. And just, I wonder if he's frustrated by the way he's been used this year from Luke Beveridge, who can be, you know, pretty innovative in the coach's box. But, you know, if I'm a midfielder of his calibre, I don't want to be rucking, because the amount of toll that takes on your body, and I know it wasn't for long periods, but there were times throughout the year where he was their genuine second ruck, and it did make him much less effective around the ground and doing what he does best. So I wonder if that's a part of the sell as well, and I wonder if that's a part of his thinking.
I'll look at this a little bit like the Lachie Neale one, and I'm not saying that Josh Dunkley, if he moves to Essendon, is about to win a Brownlow medal, but look at what Brisbane did. They went and identified a contracted player like Lachie Neale at Fremantle, who was always going to be stuck behind Nat Fyfe as the second banana. You look at Josh Dunkley, he will always be in the wings or in the shadows of Marcus Bontempelli at the Dogs. Can they go and get a player like him and make him their number one midfielder? I know they've got McGrath coming through and Dylan Scheel, but I think Essendon fans would even be happy to concede that Scheel hasn't been as much as they would have hoped since crossing to Tullamarine. I think Dunkley moves in there as the big body midfielder who they've been crying out for. And it allows the likes of Zach Merritt, Andy McGrath, and these players to not have to go into the clinches each and every week. And it allows Josh Dunkley to do a lot of the heavy lifting. And as you said, not have to play as a second ruck and out of position.